Well, hey friends, welcome to day two of my little mini series where I'm going to be teaching all about spiritual warfare and spiritual victory. More about that in a moment. If you are new to my ministry, my name's Graham.
Hello.
I'm British, I'm American, I'm French. Today I'm here in France in one of my favorite cities, city of Lyon. And I have a home here in France, one in America, and I love Jesus. And too much to tell you about my life and ministry, but I encourage you to check out my website. There should be a link below. And the very best way of keeping in touch with me is my email newsletter. We have a new thing launched later this month where every morning at 6 a.m. we're going to have a blog post and a corresponding podcast, a video put out. Just 10 minutes to help you encourage and fire up your day. So I really love you. Have you part of that email newsletter, completely free. And lastly, please do consider, you don't have to do this, but partnering with this ministry and helping support pay for this video ministry financially. Part of my vision this year, and it's working out really well, is to take these videos and put them in front of young people, especially in the Middle East, in Iran, in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, places like that, and to get the gospel in front of them. And there's lots of young people who will never go into a church, but literally just 15 minutes ago, I had some young people come to me here, some young Muslim guys ask me what I'm doing, ask me for the name and URL of my YouTube channel, and young people watch YouTube, which is why I am doing this. So for literally $10 a month, we can put these videos in front of thousands of young people. Love to help your help, support, and participation in that. Link below if you're interested in becoming a partner. Good. So let's begin and let's talk some more about spiritual warfare and, more importantly, spiritual victory. Sorry, let me just kill something here. Boom, there we go. And I began introducing this yesterday where there are things in the Word of God that at times can seem like a contradiction, like they are in tension, and they are not. It simply means we need a wider point of view. And I think this idea of spiritual warfare or spiritual victory is one of those. Let me set out clearly what the Bible clearly says, that we have 100% victory over Satan. The Bible says Satan is defeated. The Bible says Jesus has completely and utterly conquered Satan and all of his works on the cross. Satan is a vanquished foe. He is beaten. He's under your feet. You have right now absolute victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We've literally, it's like we've been placed in Jesus's procession of triumph. We have absolute victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can read those verses and go, hallelujah, we've got absolute victory. Satan can't touch me. I don't ever need to think about him, engage with him in any way, shape, or form. And can I tell you guys, that's not the truth. The same Bible that says those things says that we should resist Satan steadfastly in the faith. The Bible says, resist Satan, he will flee. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, wicked spirits in high places, put on the full armor of God. The Bible on and on and on encourages us to fight. There's a great little book that Watchman Nee wrote years ago, and I encourage you to read it. It's like a sort of survol, we'd say in French, of the book of Ephesians. This book is called Sit, Walk, Stand. Sit, Walk, Stand. And in a way, what Nee does is he takes the first, the first three chapters of Ephesians and says the key word is the word sit. We sit. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He then carries on and takes chapter 4 and 5 and says, walk. And then in those passages, we're called to walk worthy, to walk out our salvation. The Bible says, walk worthy of the one who's called you worthy. So God has pronounced me worthy, but now I have an imperative to walk worthy, to act and live out. So I'm seated, in my relationship with God. I'm walking out this relationship with God. That's my relationship to the world. And then lastly, especially in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says stand, and having done all to stand, stand. And then what do? You stand. Stand fast in the Lord. Stand against Satan. So I have a seated relationship with God. I have a walking relationship in terms of my life here on a Wednesday on planet Earth, as I walk through my day, as I walk through this city, and as I walk through my life. And my relationship with Satan is in a standing relationship with him. So it's not a contradiction at all to realize and to say that you sit fully ensconced, fully enthroned in the victory of Jesus. Amen. You also have a relationship where you need to stand. You need to resist. There is a fight that goes on. Where that gets weird, where that gets distorted, is when we then try to fight for victory. Here's what a lot of the church teaches, and sometimes it teaches this overtly, sometimes it teaches it without really thinking it through, that the idea is communicated to us that if we will fight enough, we will get victory. That if we can slay the giants, we'll possess the promised land. That if we will fight Satan, fight demons, stand, if we'll stand enough, we'll get the victory. And the problem with that is it becomes, suddenly we become our own savior again. Suddenly the mission becomes for you and I to try to obtain that victory rather than realize we already have it. It's already obtained. We already stand in that victory. And I believe when we reverse these things, when we realize we already have victory, there's nothing I need to do as regards Satan to obtain victory, to get victory, to have victory. I already have victory. What's going on, rather, is Satan is trying to con me and steal me out of that which I already have. Yeah? Remember, let's look at Jesus. Jesus, in a way, begins his ministry, the baptism of John. He's baptized in water. He's baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the Father speaks from heaven and says, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Jesus then fasts for 40 days, and Satan comes. And Satan's attack is, you know, people think Jesus was tempted to make bread, tempted to take a bungee jump from the temple, tempted to get the world to worship. No, the temptation was to doubt the word of God. The Father said, "You're my Son in whom I'm well pleased." Satan comes and says, "If you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God." He tries to get Jesus to doubt what the Father has said. And Jesus' answer, what was Jesus' spiritual warfare with Satan like? Jesus' spiritual warfare with Satan was really simple. He looked Satan between the eyes, between the horns, if you will, and said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands. Look at Psalm 148. Listen to the wordage. It says, we'll impose on the principalities and powers the written judgment of God. So there really is a warfare we're going through. And our warfare is to stand on the word of God. Our warfare is to not give in, not let the world, the flesh, and the devil, not let our feelings, our emotions, our what we may be, you know, living through, draw us away from Satan. Our spiritual warfare is to, I want to say we approach Satan, he approaches us in that way, is when we hear anything that contradicts the word of God, we say simply, "It is written, it is written, it is written." I quoted a verse yesterday. It says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world." 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Spiritual warfare. A lot of people never read the next verse. It says, "Casting down thoughts or imaginations which exalt themselves against the word of God." So spiritual warfare is quite literally us casting down, pulling down imaginations, thoughts, or some translations that literally like arguments, sort of mental constructions that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. What does Satan do? He came to Adam and Eve and he said, "Hath God said. Now, Adam should have said, yes, God hath said, get the hell out of here. Satan came to Jesus in a way and said, hath God said? And Jesus said, it is written, God hath said, yes, the word of God says this. So, are we in a war? Yes. Are we fighting for victory? No. We already have victory. Our warfare, the way we get victorious in our warfare is standing in the victory we already have. The way we get victorious in our warfare is by not allowing Satan to pull us left and right, to pull us off the Word of God. We're standing in the victory of Jesus. And tomorrow I'm going to explain really at a practical level how to do this in your daily life. Thanks for watching, guys. Hit that subscribe button and I encourage you to subscribe for our email newsletter and pray about becoming a partner with this ministry. God bless you.